We have some time left with Joseph. He usually comes on just for quick updates and stuff, but we got quite a bit of time and allows us to go more in depth in some of these things. I think that's important. I don't know if you know who Joseph Meyer is. I mean, he was in Wall Street in the 60s. We're not talking about he read about it. He was there. He didn't read about these things. He's seen all these things. And, I mean, there's something to experience. There's a lot to experience and knowing what we're dealing with. Is it safe to say that these are unprecedented times? I mean, you're the one with the perspective.
I think not only are these unprecedented times, we're in a very defining moment historically, Daniel. No two ways about it.
We hear this talk about V-shaped recovery, U-shaped recovery. I mean,
is this a
pipe dream? How so? Explain.
I don't think it's possible. I think we're looking at an L-shaped recovery. I think it's going to take a couple of years to work itself out. I think we've got more unemployment than we've been told. I think a lot of businesses that are closed will never reopen. And I think a lot of people will never go back to the workforce. So I think all the optimistic and rosy scenarios we've been told, and the market being delusional as one of believing that a recovery's underway, is a fallacy.
We've also said,
I think the true pain of this debacle is not behind us, quite honestly. In my humble opinion, it's still in front of us.
All right,
that's why you need a plan more than ever.
You list six asset classes. You keep talking about reprice of asset classes. So here's the six asset classes you mentioned. Let's talk about each one. Stocks and bonds. You said in the short term it may even go up, though.
Yes, and they are.
So is this like a melt up? You know, kind of like desperate? Is this like the cockroaches right before they all die kind of thing, or what?
It's a rebound in asset prices, but it's delusional. We don't have an economic recovery. We have a stock market rebound in prices. It couldn't be more disconnected.
So a year, from now, 18 months from now, stock prices, what on a level of 1 to 10 or percent, let's put it on percentage, you're 100% certain that it'll be significantly lower, you're 75% certain, 50% what?
I'm 100%.
100% is a lot of percent, Joseph.
How much lower?
That's a lot of percent.
A hell of a lot lower. I think we're 50%? Going down to the previous recorded lows, 18.3 in the Dow. I don't think we hold there. I think inevitably we work down to two levels. The 2007 high in the Dow, 14.1. And if we don't hold there, we then fall down to the 2000 high in the Dow, 11,780.
God almighty.
That's where I think we're going.
You're talking about, if it goes down to 11, you're talking about 60% haircut or somewhere around there?
Yes.
I mean, off the top of my head.
Yes, I am.
Okay, now let's go to the next segment here. You got real estate. So, I mean, I had this discussion with my aunt last night. She's got a pretty valuable, she has a pretty valuable house she's about to put on the market. And I was adamant to her, look, you better sell that house before this fall. I mean, sell the house if you want to. You know, it's a pretty high
How
dollar
much
house.
Is the house, Daniel?
I don't want to say these kind of things on air, but it's not a cheap house. I mean, it's a lot. That's what I'll say. It's
she
a lot.
You may have to reduce the price significantly to get a buyer.
Well, right now, actually, the market is hot, especially with you got to understand where she lives and what kind of this is not.
She lives in a good neighborhood.
And the good neighborhood is an understatement. This is not even, most people live in a good neighborhood. This is not a good neighborhood. This is anyway.
Affluent.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't want to tell her business, but she's. Actually, the market is very hot right now because people are moving away from the big cities and they want to move to a little more rural, nice area. So actually right now, for her, the market probably is hot right now. So that's what I want to ask you. We're seeing some places like Idaho, more rural America, actually real estate is hot, or has got a lot of demand right now. Do you see that? Do you see that continuing for so long? I mean, give us a take on real estate.
I think is very overvalued. I think any strength we see additionally is temporary. And I think if you're considering selling a home, now's exactly the time to do it.
So 12 months to 18 months. So 12 to 18 months from now, a house, you know, what's the average house in America? 200,000, I think, is the median house around there. A $200,000 house, just in general, obviously regionals are specific.
10 to 15%.
10 to 15%?
Yes.
Well, that's not a huge, that's not a huge dip.
Over a year it is, if it's going to follow with another 10 to 15% behind it.
Well, that now you're talking something significant. But the reason I say that, because 2007, 8, 9, I mean, you saw houses lose
40% of their value.
Yeah, you saw them lose 40, maybe 50, depending on where it was, 40% of the value. So are you seeing something similar to that? So you're saying
the
maybe
biggest problem with housing moving forward is going to be qualifying for a mortgage.
Well, if you can't qualify for a mortgage,
tightening up significantly the scenario under which they're going to make a loan on a house, Daniel.
Okay, so if nobody's making loans, nobody's buying houses. So
that's
it doesn't matter.
Exactly right.
So you're going to have to lower it to the point where you can get approved or people can pay cash.
That's exactly the scenario I see coming.
And nobody's working because of the corona.
And what kind of time? So you're talking 2 years? You're talking 12? I mean, so in 12 months, let's say, you know, the end of summer next 2021, is it going to be that bad at that point, or it's just kind of getting started?
It's just getting started. We got a long way to go to the bottom, I believe.
All right, let's go to the next asset class, gold and silver.
Very undervalued. We got gold now approaching an 8-year high at 1770, 1800. We get above 1800, we go to the old high 1930. And as I said in the newsletter, I'm looking for the next resistance area around 2500. Longer term, I'm looking for 10,000 an ounce.
Okay, let me put something out there, and I've heard this from people. China holds a lot of our debt, and with kind of
yes,
a backdoor. It's kind of a backdoor deal with China. China's really angry that we've devalued our dollar so much, and to kind of appease them, that Wall Street and America are going to let gold fall to around $1,000, so China can buy as much as they want before it skyrockets up.
They already have plenty; they don't need any more.
Okay, so you think that doesn't? You don't think they want more? Do you think that scenario is? Because more than one person has told me that, and more than one person has told me that's almost impossible at this point. What would you say to
China's
that?
China's holding in excess of 30,000 tons of gold.
Yeah, I've heard that.
We're purportedly holding, if you can believe it, 8,100 tons of gold. So China's holding almost four times the amount of gold we are.
That's if we
That's
even hold
why
what they
when they
say.
Convert and they back their currency with gold, they have an instant world reserve currency, Daniel.
Is it a race? What if we did it before them? What if we did it before them? A digital currency backed by gold, redeemable in gold, or we'd buy gold.
Well, that's why
place.
Bitcoin is as strong as it is. It's $9,500 a coin for good reason.
Okay, so many people, I want to talk about silver, but you mentioned Bitcoin. I've heard so many people, Peter Schiff, Bitcoin's going to zero, it's worthless. I'm like, what do you mean it's worthless?
It isn't.
Anybody who knows, look, anybody who is, whatever you want to say about cryptocurrencies, here is what is crystal clear to me. Anybody who does business and you have something bought on your website and then you got to pay Visa 3% of your freaking
yes.
purchase.
Yeah.
And then, or if you want to transfer money, one state to state, or God forbid, across the world, go try to transfer $1,000 to Greece
yeah.
or to Russia or to whatever.
Everybody wants a piece of it.
So for anybody to say that cryptocurrencies have no value, because you can instantly transfer cryptocurrencies under all those circumstances and almost
that's
no
what
fee.
Makes them so attractive.
Well, that's what why in the world does somebody smart like Peter Schiff say they have no value? I'm like, are you retarded? This is unbelievable
you know,
value.
I respect Peter, but I disagree with him very vehemently on Bitcoin.
Well, and I don't even think Bitcoin is just the most well-known. There's so many Digibyte. There's other, even Ethereum is a better coin, faster system. I think you're going to see digital. I mean, I don't know if you know into specific coins.
We're
I've done a lot of research.
We're going to a digitalized currency. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Okay, this
it's
is one of your classes.
Whether we want to like it or agree with it or not, it's going to happen.
All right, this is one of your classes, cryptocurrency. So let's talk cryptocurrencies in the short
101.
To medium.
Bye.
One word, bye.
I try to keep it simple.
Excellent.
Bye. I like
excellent
that.
Analysis.
That was great. That was great. That's why you pay $149.99 to hear Joseph say bye.
That's what you get the big.
You get the, right from the horse's mouth. I'm laughing. I'm laughing. Keep from crying because this is. I mean, you're describing the reshaping of our whole financial landscape.
Well, that's what I do. That's why I write the newsletter to tell you what nobody wants you to know. That's why you become a subscriber.
Let's get back to silver. Silver, obviously, gold is near relatively close to its all-time high within, you know, $100 or so. Silver is nowhere near its all-time high. It's like a 33% right now, at least the Wall Street price, the paper price.
I outlined the resistance levels coming up in silver.
Well, let's talk about
it. Got a pencil, write them down. I'll tell you exactly what they are and the price objectives you can expect over what period of time.
All right, let's hear it.
First resistance level is 1850, which I think we're going to get over in the next 30 days, no problem. Then we're going to 21, 26, 35, and then 50.
Whoa. What, do you have a time frame in mind to 50?
I think we get above 50 in the next year.
So the end of next summer.
Wow.
So summer 2021, you're going to be looking at silver 50, in your opinion. And now, look, I'm not going to.
That's a distinct possibility.
All right. I'm not holding it because I know predictions like this, ladies and gentlemen, are very. I mean, that's a very difficult prediction, but to hold somebody to. But you
not price wise, maybe time wise, but we will see $50 silver. It's not a question of if; it's a question of when, Daniel.
Okay, so
that's how undervalued it is.
Let's put another percentage on this. Let's not hold it to $50. So let's just say by next summer, silver is going to be dramatically. Higher than it is now. Dramatically higher.
Yes.
And your level of confidence is what percentage?
100%.
God almighty. This is again, a lot of percentage. That's a high percentage. You're 100%.
I'm not about absolutes. I don't hedge my bet. I write what I truly believe in my heart that I think is inevitable in these markets. I tell it like it is, Daniel. Always have and always will. I call them like I see them.
Your record is very good. I mean, you have a very good record. I hope people appreciate one of the things that has, I don't say bothered me, I don't know. I don't know if people understand who you are and I try to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, we should be charging $49.95 for you to even listen to this interview now. I mean, that's what Joseph should be charging right
Years
now.
Years of experience.
This is great.
I've done the biggest radio shows in the country. You know that, and I've done them for 20 years.
This is one of the best financial interviews. I listen to a lot just to try to get a sense of what's out there, what have you. This is one of the best financial interviews you're going to hear in specifics. Because so many times people, they speak in vagaries. They speak in, you know, you don't quite know what they're saying because they try to get you to buy their thing or whatever. Joseph is, what you see is what you get. Joseph is right out in front to you. He's telling you. Straight Money Analysis. Tell us about your special that you have.
Going to offer to the Power Hour listening audience a July 4th special on the newsletter. Going to get a one-year subscription, normally $259.95, at the six-month subscription price, $149.95. Going to include the December 2019 year-end issue of the newsletter, the March 2020 issue, and the June 2020 issue of the newsletter that was sent out just last week. Plus, you get a full one-year subscription to the newsletter, Daniel. How's that?
I love it. And people then can have access to you and talk to you as subscribers.
Yes, they can.
That alone is worth $150, ladies and gentlemen. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Give them the phone number.
386-677-8642.
One more time.
386-677-8642.
I want you to know something else, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph Meyer does not pay us to come on here and say this. He doesn't advertise. I want him on because of who he is. I love Joseph Meyer's work. He's a friend of mine, and I trust him. He's not paying us. I'm not putting him on here to say all these things because he's paying us.
Yeah.
I have him on because I believe this is value to you. Because I am genuinely concerned about your happiness, your health, your success, and your freedom.
He's like Mike.
Just like Mike over at River City Coins.
Yep.
Well, you like get the newsletter, like Dan. You know exactly what I'm writing.
I've read a lot of newsletters. I've said this several times. I've read a lot of newsletters. This is my favorite, and it's the best as far as short,
yep,
actionable, simple,
yep,
breakdown of complicated issues. That makes it one of the best in the country. That's the way I feel.
I
read quite a bit of them.
Yep.
So that's
take
my opinion.
Take advantage of it, people. I'm not going to be around forever. I got the knowledge, the wisdom, the experience, and a willingness to share it. Take advantage of this information. It'll change your life.
All right, let me ask you about two other asset classes real quick. Antiques and collectibles. Antiques and collectibles were the other.
That's a good question.
The other two asset classes.
Very overvalued, these antiques and collectibles. I think a lot of them, when we reprice these asset classes, are going to be worth a hell of a lot less.
So like a collectible car, like a 70 Chevelle SS is going to be worth a lot
That's
less.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
A Mickey Mantle rookie card.
Yes.
In your life, what has been, besides right now, what has been the most turbulent or the most hard to deal with financial time that you've dealt with in all your experience?
In
Great
the
Depression.
70s and early 80s.
Reconstruction after the Civil War. He's not laughing. That was funny.
That was funny.
Reconstruction in the South after the Great War.
Yeah.
The 70s and 80s. Why?
Well, because we were going through a tumultuous time just like we're entering now. It was a lot of uncertainty, a lot of pain and suffering, and a lot of readjusting to the changes that were forthcoming. And I think we're in a similar situation now. I think we're going to look back on this period and understand we're never going back to the way things were before. And we're going to have to continually readjust and adapt to the changes that are inevitable as part of what is currently going on. That's what I believe.
What?
You don't fight change. You go with it.
Wow. Wow.
Anybody what, ever and, tell you that?
Yeah. As an American, for me, when I hear things like ball teams won't play the national anthem anymore, when I see them taking down statues of Thomas Jefferson, I mean, I'm just aghast. I mean, this is just such a bad sign to me. You have a lot more experience than I do. What do these kind of things mean to you?
That change is coming, and it's not going to be good, and you need a plan in which to adapt and inevitably survive what's ahead. That's what it's telling me.
We have a friend, our friend Mary, who, I'm not going to say her last name.
You told me.
Yeah, she's a real good friend. Love Mary. Mary, if you're out there, I'm sure she's listening. Hello. She's been in the funk lately. All these things are starting to click in her head. She's starting to see this. There's a levels of deniability, and then there's a levels of success, acceptance. I mean, it's so outside of normalcy bias for Americans to even think in these terms, But yet here we are, and people are starting to wake up and realize this. I mean, what do you tell somebody like Mary? What do you tell Mary as she's going through all this, not only trying to make financial decisions, but emotionally trying to deal with all this?
You go with what you know, not what you don't. You make decisions based on absolutes, not unknowns. That's what
okay.
you do.
All right. Well, give us an example. What should she, let's talk about some absolutes that she should base things on. Or all,
you
want
to protect your equity in the stock market. This is a very dangerous time. We're facing unpredictable uncertainty, and there's no need to be a part of it. Gold
so
and
cash
silver
out?
Is very undervalued. All you got to know is buy and put it away. You don't worry about the next $50 or $100 move in the underlying asset price. You're buying gold and silver for the next $5,000 move, not 50 or 100. That's how you think.
Cryptocurrencies is about as foreign as speaking Chinese to a lot of people. This is something.
Don't try to figure out what they are. Understand what they do and just buy them.
Is there any what Bitcoin? Obviously, Bitcoin's the most famous. Is there any other coins that float your boat that you're paying attention to?
Litecoin.
Litecoin, Bitcoin, any others?
There was one. I haven't followed it in quite a while called Ripple. I liked it going back about a year ago, but I haven't followed it since then. But I think it's one that represents a good long-term value. It's cheap.
Joseph, it's fantastic to know you. It's fantastic to have you on. You've been very forthright. You've been unusually straightforward with people, financial people who come on shows like this.
Daniel, I've often said, when a man's honesty, his integrity, and the truth no longer matter, please tell me what does matter.
Wow. Well, that's why I think of America. America's a truth society, and when they say this is a post-truth world, then we're talking disaster.
Yeah.
Anyway, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, Joseph Meyer, Straight Money Analysis. Give him a call. Pastor Wright
on
the other side.
Thank you for having me, Daniel. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Kevin. Enjoy
Love
you
it.
As well.
God bless you.
Love you, Joseph. Love.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils that we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen, we talked about Alex Jones and what he said about the COVID. Let's talk about that a second before we get Pastor on.
Okay.
Just give us here's what we do know. You know, this is like I've told you before. Never forget this. The COVID virus, coronavirus 19, whatever this is man-made.
Absolutely.
It looks like it has four parts to it. I know HIV, the flu, the coronavirus flu,
smallpox.
And herpes.
Yeah.
You believe that? Okay. These things just don't appear in some bat in some Chinese market.
No, they're
ridiculous.
Injected into the and in that India study that you were talking about.
Anybody who tells you it's not man-made, whatever. They're either stupid or they're trying to get you over on something or they're ignorant.
Yeah.
Okay. It's man-made. Yeah. And so that means a lot. What Alex is saying, other people have said something similar, that this is a binary weapon.
Right.
That's going to get in and the one that it spreads very easily. It's going to spread in a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then it starts growing tentacles. Unlike other coronavirus, this is acts differently.
Yep.
This is a hybrid, you know, like GMO food. Well, this is a GMO virus.
Yeah.
It's designed to, what's the word they use? Enhanced functionality or something. What's that word?
Let's see.
It's like enhanced function, or there's a word they use. Francis Boyle talked about it.
Yep. We have a two stage at first.
Something about function, or I don't know. Anyway, whatever. You gonna get it there?
Mm-hmm.
No. It doesn't matter. So that this is a binary weapon, and then there'll be something's going to explain what he said.
Well, it comes in two stages. The first, the binary weapon means is it's in two stages. First, they release something and it infects you into your lungs or whatever it is, and then you might make you sick. It might not make you sick. So that's what's happening now with the COVID right now. And then the second half, they release at some point in time. And that second stage attaches to the receptors on the first stage, and then it's the biological is complete and most likely will kill the host. Coronavirus is a gain-of-function system. That's what it is. And so gain-of-function means it is very, very contagious. It spreads very, very fast.
Here's what I will tell you is my opinion. And you can take this as a sales pitch. You can take it whatever you want. Magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Zinc.
Yes.
Vitamin D.
Yes.
Oregano.
Yes.
Oregaresp.
Yep.
What's the, I'm forgetting, there's a mineral I'm forgetting. Oh, selenium. Selenium.
Yep.
And C.
Yep. You take all of those.
This is key right now. And the detox. Do some sort of detox.
Absolutely.
Detox and all those things I just mentioned. You need to harden your system right now. I believe that's very strongly. This is my personal opinion. You can take it whatever, however way you want to take it. This is what I'm doing for my family.
Yep.
Zinc. Oh, I said zinc.
Yeah, you did.
I said zinc. Okay. This is very important.
Yep.
That these things get into your system and be strong. If you have these things and your detox, you've detoxed a little bit, your immune system has a real good chance, and you're probably not going to have any issues.
I agree.
If your ACE receptors with the phosphatidylcholine and the cod liver oil, this is very important because the ACE receptors in the lungs, what Sherry Rogers talks about, these must go, you must change out that oil, and you must limit these ACE receptors in your lungs and other places in your body. You have to have the cod liver oil and the phosphatidylcholine to do that.
Correct.
So you got to detox, you got to do the oil change, and you got to get those certain minerals in your body. And the oregano and oregaresp. Oregano and oregaresp is like dynamite.
Yes.
And colloidal silver.
Kryptonite to viruses.
And the other thing is colloidal silver. And I'm not going to make any claims about this, but as soon as I saw how they were attacking people on colloidal silver.
It has to work.
Exactly. That's the first thing I came to. They must know this is pretty serious.
Well, the government came out with that study in 2005 or 2006 where it kills everything. Every pathogen that they put up against it, it killed. And that's not me saying it, that's their study. And it even killed anthrax. Anthrax is so hard to kill. Anthrax will live in the ground for 100 years, and then you dig it up and you breed those spores, it'll kill you. 100 years later.
So we've located a new source of colloidal silver. We're working on it. We're gonna have this very soon. That's how serious I'm taking this. And this is what I want for you. We're not making claims. This is what the experts have said.
Right.
And I think that anything is on the table for this fall and for this coming year. I'm not even going to make a prediction.
Be prepared.
I just think anything's on the table.
Yep.
Food storage, the only place we're having food storage discounted is on this, I call it the Power Hour, if you want storable foods. The only place is because of you, because of how I feel about you.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get supply. It's very hard to supply chain, all the above.
Look at Walmart, just look at the shelves at Walmart.
The Power Mall, you can get all these things, you get good sources. If you have good sources of things.
Yeah, you can't go down to the local.
The big box store. Stores. I got a box of this. I got this selenium and magnesium and zinc.
No.
You're probably going to hurt your liver.
Probably.
The heart drops, the kidney support, CardioCom, are the Strauss heart drops.
Are amazing.
Is the most profound product this mall has ever sold. Let me tell you a story that happened I found out over the weekend. I think I got the text here. I'm gonna read to you the text. When I was in Florida, and let me see here, and I got I played tennis down there. When I was young, I played a lot. I loved tennis, and then I had health problems, and I couldn't, and what have you. Anyway, I was able to play tennis. And when a couple of the people I meet were older, retired, and they had creases in their ear. So, of course, I said something. One of the people that I said to, he's actually a lawyer, and I said, can I say something to you? I just got to know him a little bit. I care about people. I really do. And so I said, you know, you got a crease in your ear. I can pretty much guarantee you got some kind of arterial blockage. And he said, well, I just had a physical. He said, everything's fine. My doctor said, everything's fine. I said, well, you know, they don't know very much.
Exactly.
You know, and that, of course, he's a lawyer, so he's a professional. So he looks and kind of looks at me cross. I said, I'm telling you the truth. Listen, I'm telling you, you got a crease in your ear. Dollars to donuts, 90%, I believe, you got some sort of arterial blockage. You can go on the website. It's called Frank's Sign. You need to check this out. So I said, okay. This is the email or the text I got from him, from his wife. I think it was Friday or right before the weekend. This is Rand. I don't want to use their name. This is his wife. I want to thank you so much for suggesting the Frank sign could mean a blockage. It's possible you saved his life. I mean it. He's very active and sometimes cavalier fellow. This was something not to wait around with. He went in. He had 99% blockage in his left descending artery. Wow. Had stress test scheduled on Monday, but got it moved up to Friday. Friday night, symptoms were so bad, so acute, they put him in emergency surgery.
Wow.
So glad we got in on Saturday and got the cath and the stent. Thank you again for bringing it to him to help him realize the shortness of breath could be serious. This information that we talk about on the show is life-changing.
I'm telling you.
And this meant so much to me to be able to help him. One of the other guys, we all knew each other, and I had talked to some heart drops, and I told him the story. And so he's going to now, I promise you, he's going to take his heart drops now. So nothing like that to motivate you. Anyway, the information that we present on this broadcast, and we have presented for Joyce for a lot of years, is profound. It's life-changing. It's life-saving. So use it. You are powerful. You are an army. You have something inside you that is special. And as the world changes and all these ideas, your light, your difference, the difference that you are, it becomes more stark. It becomes more pronounced. And you have to hold your place. You have to realize that you are a star. You are out in front. I'm sitting out here in the microphone, but you are too, wherever you are. The spotlight is on you. Why? Because you know this information. And so when you look around the world, figure out a way to be more vocal. Figure out a way to be rude to the lady at Walmart. Figure out a way to be resistant.
Yeah.
Figure out a way to kind of kindly tell somebody, hey, you may got a crease here. You need to get these products and support. You need to support this show more than I need you to support this show. You need to support this show because independent thought, where else you see everything that's being attacked. And everything that's going, you need to support this show. And you have. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. It means so much to be associated with people like you. Lives are changed every day. Just by a simple thing I told this guy, I took a little chance. And literally, I probably saved his life. There you go.
There you go.
How many people over the years is that you could say that about Strauss Heart Drops and touching people's lives and things going on? So I don't care who you are, especially if you're over 40. People are dying of heart attacks in 30s now.
I know. Those products.
Strauss Heart Drops is the most profound, life-changing product that I don't know of any more natural product that's out there. I don't know another natural product that's out there. But for such a problem in the medical community that has no sense of itself. They have no. He went to a physical. They told him, "Oh, you're healthy. You're
fine.
Good. You're good.
Don't worry about it.
You're good. Come back in a year."
Yeah. No.
Come back in a year.
I agree.
He could have died when we were on the tennis court.
Yeah.
Literally.
These products are unbelievable.
Anyway, so there you go. ThePowerMall.com 877-817-9829 877-817-9829 We have Pastor Wright now. Of course, I call him America's pastor, and that's what he is, because he's standing up for the truth. He's standing up for unity, standing up for what's right. At Covenant Love Christian Center there, a little outside of Dallas. We're always excited to have him on. Pastor, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, Kevin. How you guys doing?
Great.
We're doing very good. It's great to have you on. It's great to be with you. One thing I do want to say, ladies and gentlemen, that's very important. I forgot to say about the Strauss Heart Drops. You don't have to. It works so much better. If you take the Strauss Heart Drops under your tongue and you take a good bit and you take a lot, it will, you'll see things happen. Under your tongue, leave it for 30 seconds a minute. If it's too strong for you, dilute it a little bit. But under the tongue, it gets absorbed right into your bloodstream. That's, I wanted to bring that. I'm sorry, Pastor. I had to bring that up because it's very important.
That's good information. That's good information.
Well, anyway, how are you doing? I mean, this is crazy times. How are things going for you, Pastor?
Well, I'm doing well and, you know, working through the challenges like anybody else. I'm having a good time going out and talking to people and sharing things with people in church. I'm trying to let the Lord work through me to make things as simple as possible so people can understand what's going on.
Tell our audience, as you have shared some of these things, what are some of the concepts that you've brought to your church that they've been maybe slow to accept in the past, but now they're kind of, you know, catching on to? They're starting to see what you're telling them.
Well, I think for me, and matter of fact, I started to share with you about a little bit about yesterday and trying to help people understand what's going on right now and kind of understand how important it is for unity. And I know there are a lot of things that are going on, and you know, there's a lot of stuff that's clouding up people's minds. But I made these two particular comments yesterday. One was that the church needs to unify, and America does. And for the church, we need to rally, of course, around the Bible, the Word of God, and the basic things that talk to us about our redemption. And rather than getting off on tangents and things that people don't agree on. And then the second thing was that we also need to agree on the Bill of Rights. And then I just took America, whether you're Christian or not, if you're just an American, then you need to rally around the Bill of Rights. And the reason that I said those things is because they're absolutes. And the thinking of people has to get back to absolutes. And so anyone who is willing to see those things as absolutes, those are points that we can rally around and unify around. And especially since we've got all this racial stuff going on, and this racial thing, you know, it just continues to be this monkey wrench that the enemy throws in to keep people all riled up. And if we can get away from the distractions and get back to what we need to be looking at, it's going to make life a whole lot simpler.
You're a black man, obviously. I mean, that's no secret. I mean, we've made that clear. And the only reason I bring that up, I don't like to see color. The only reason I bring that up, because in the context of you looking at this racial question, obviously these racial questions keep being shoved in our face, down our throat. It's like every little thing is in the context of race. I have my opinion. Obviously, we express it on the radio. We talk about these things. I want to hear you, a pastor, one, but as a black man, when you hear these things, what goes through your mind? What is your perspective?
Well, there are a number of different things. I mean, I don't deny the fact that as a race, black people have had issues to deal with and a lot of unfairness. And it's not easy for a lot of people to shove that under the rug and, you know, say, well, let's just move on and, you know, figure out some other things that we can do to bring people together. But I'm telling you, what we have to get to a point where people that, if they have a heart for God and if they have a heart for their country, somehow or another, these different races of people are going to have to come together. If you're Christian, you're going to have to rally around the Word of God and the basics of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. And we're going to have to rally around points in that Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. If you're not a Christian or don't consider yourself to be, if you consider yourself to be an American, you're going to have to rally around that Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. Look at those things and see whether or not what they say are being fulfilled on our land right now. And if they're not, then we know that there are forces that are coming against those things, and we need to do something to support those things that we're reading right there. Those are the only things that are going to get people to get on the same page. And so black, red, yellow, brown, we got to get past these distractions that keep being thrown out where race is concerned and realize, you know, that what that Declaration of Independence says, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and we have been given by our Creator certain unalienable rights, and you know, so on and so forth, and get to that and push away from us the distractions that these controllers have been throwing out to keep everybody at each other. The tactics are no different than Lucifer uses and has used in the Word of God ever since the Garden of Eden to divide. Division is what he's after, and if he's able to divide, then people won't come together and be strong. That's what this whole COVID-19, a big part of it, is all about, keeping people separated and all this foolishness that keeps people from coming together and attacking what the real issues are, the distractions.
You spoke about absolutes. You spoke about Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. These are foundational ideas of our country, no matter, you know, whether
exactly.
You agree with them, don't agree with whatever. They're the foundation of our nation. We're seeing a push to rename high schools. We're seeing now statues. You know, it's one thing to tear down a Confederate statue. You know, people can have their opinion, whatever. I mean, I get people's point. You still can't be tearing down statues, and it's history, and it's disrespectful at some level. Maybe both ways. I don't know. But when you start tearing down Thomas Jefferson and his memory and wanting them to rename high schools, I mean, you're talking something totally different now, your perspective.
You know, and even still, it is another, to me, in my eyes, it's another distraction. And as long as people keep running after these, and I don't take away from anyone that believes or holds any of these things dear. But the thing is this, it becomes another distraction that gets thrown out there to keep people from getting, you know, looking at the bottom line. We have forces that are at work that want to destroy Christianity and want to destroy America. And if we don't go back to the foundation and just say, you know what, we're going to hang on to that regardless of all this other stuff that's going on the periphery. We're going to rally around these things that are foundational and start pushing them back out into the open. If we don't do that, then everybody's just going to keep falling for the distraction.
I like that perspective. How did your congregation receive this? As you talk about these things, what responses have you gotten?
They're receiving them very well right now. For the most part of the day, if they're not, then they're snowing me.
Are they ready to listen more so now because of the disunity they're seeing? They don't want what they're seeing on TV. So are they more apt to listen to you now?
They are, and they've gotten way beyond the TV deal and corporate news. I mean, they've gone way beyond that now. And they understand what's going on with corporate news. They understand, you know, what's going on with Lucifer and what he's attempting to do to try and run the world through a new world order. I mean, all these things, the pieces of the puzzle are coming together in everybody's mind. And so
you say this, hold on, Pat. So you say this, I want the audience to understand. I know you do, but you say these things in the congregation. You talk about the Buck Act. You talk about trading with the enemies. I mean, you talk about these things right in your sermons to get people. I'm just amazed. That's why you're America's pastor.
Well, these are things to me that are important. Again, I'm a guy that I believe with the grace that God has put in me, I look at things that I do everything I can to go back to the root or the foundation of something, because to me, that is where the whole story and issue is. And if I can find the root or foundation of something, go to it, and then bring that and set it next to what's going on right now, I can figure out what's going on. Because what is supposed to be going on is what is represented by the root and the foundation. And if that's not what's going on, then we see where our issue is, and now we need to come up with a solution. But if we don't see what the root and the foundation is, then we never know what the problems are. Anybody can tell us anything, which is what's going on in America right now, because for so long we've been lied to, or the truth about certain things have been hidden, or there's been division that's been put out, and people just keep falling for the divisiveness over and over and over again. And somehow or another, that's got to stop. And in order for it to stop, we got to get past our feelings, what's not fair. And believe me, there's a lot of things that are not fair. I mean, there's some black people who think of the way I'm talking right now, oh, well, you know, you're a traitor, whatever. I'm not a traitor. I'm for everybody. And if everybody's going to win, then everybody's got to get on the same page. And that means we got to get past whatever it is that has hurt us, and we've got to put our hands together, black, white, yellow, red, green, purple, I don't care what color you are. We've got to find a way to attack the real enemy, and we are not each other's enemy. It's been made to be that way, but we're not each other's enemy. The devil's our enemy, and the ones that he's using to try to control the world or who our enemies are, we're not enemies of each other because of our race. That's stupid. Everybody's got two eyes, a nose, a mouth, two ears, same organs. Skin color is not the issue.
We have a couple minutes before the end of the show, unfortunately. Give you know, people like I mentioned, Mary, our good friend Mary, my cousin. She called me up yesterday, concerned. Give them a good word, to give them some peace, some security. You know, heck, give it to me.
Here's the deal.
As I look at these things,
Daniel, you use the word conviction. I use the word conviction. And in these times, if you're going to win and you're going to help other people come out of the darkness, you're going to have to be convicted of what is true. Give you an illustration for me. Fear is a big deal right now. And I believe that all of what's going on right now is being put out there, and fear is the force behind it. And if we can get people to get away from being afraid, like with these mask deals, when I go out, I'm talking to people, I don't wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm going to the stores, I'm not going to do it. But when I talk to people, I see the fear on their faces. And I talk to them, and one of the things that I'll say is either fear not, or I'll quote a scripture out of 2 Timothy 1:7. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And it would amaze you at what happens with most of the people when I speak that word. Like Saturday, I had one young lady I was talking to, and I said that to her, and she had a mask on. She pulled the mask down. And smile. It's like
excellent.
A whole countenance change when I told her
20
not to be
seconds.
Afraid.
20 seconds.
Don't be afraid.
Oh, I
fear
love
not.
It.
Fear not.
Absolutely. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. Facebook, Covenant Love Christian Center. You can hear him preach. You want to hear a preacher?
Yeah.
Your church is stuck. Listen to this man.
Love him.
America's pastor right here.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Pastor Wright.
Take
ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try to do another broadcast. Me being live this week, I got in-laws and stuff, but we'll try to do another one. And God bless you, and certainly some 4th of July info. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Pastor.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiobiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.